You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to more of Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz here along with Mark Price, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You know, the show is kind of aptly named Fritz and Friends. It may be a little family tonight as well. Joining me on the line right now, Bill Thompson, who is with Michigan Radio News, Michigan Radio Network, as news editor. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Cheryl. Really good. I learned a couple things from your show tonight.
Tell me what you learned.
I learned you've been in Lansing a long time, and I learned you don't have a tattoo.
Do you?
No.
I had a feeling you didn't. I would have been really surprised if you had, Bill. That would have been a whole other segment that we would have done at that point.
Oh, no, you won't.
Well, you, as a matter of fact, kind of know how long I've been in Lansing, but this is about you this evening.
Oh, good.
Now, your voice is familiar to folks, of course, in the Lansing area for many, many years, but on ILS, Michigan Radio Network, is where we get a lot of our news from. So we hear you reporting on our station.
Yeah, I'm kind of a jack of all trades. The guy you probably hear analysis from the most is Tim Skubik, and also Rob Bakian. I kind of get in the mix there somewhere. I was, as you well know, I was a Capitol reporter and did a lot of footwork, but that was under previous administrations, and now I just kind of, I keep up with it all, and I learn a lot from Tim and other people, but it's an interesting job to follow politicians around.
And then some. Let's back up a little bit to your background. I know you're a Michigan guy. You're born and bred here.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm from I was born on a 500-acre dairy, lived on a 500-acre dairy farm northwest of Mount Pleasant. So I'm from that area, Central Michigan territory, if you will. I came to Lansing in 30 years ago. It's 1980.
Yep. Now, we're going to be careful with some of these years because we crossed paths fairly quickly after that.
Yes, we did. I worked for a couple of Lansing stations here in news and as news director, and then joined what is now the Michigan Radio Network. It's been through about three different ownership changes, or three different changes, if you will, but I've been around that for 15 years now, covering Capitol events.
When I first ran into you, we were both at the time was WJIM Radio,
mm-hmm.
And those were some interesting years as well, and our friend Denny Krolik is still with you.
Yes, and he does. You'll occasionally hear his voice on news reports from us. We joined up again, Denny and I, probably 8 to 10 years ago. It's all one big family. It's an interesting life, like I said, between covering local politics, going out to the commission meetings, city council meetings, and then being thrown into the Capitol and trying to learn from all of that, or how to do all of that. And I learned quite a bit from the people that were there, the elder statesmen, if you will, the Tim Skubiks of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's been through, well, it would be three administrations probably now. This will be winding up my third. I don't get out and do footwork as much as I used to. I do get out to the Capitol, so they see me, people see me, but a lot of new faces over there now, too.
It's quite a learning curve, isn't it, going? I mean, because I, like you, was out covering meetings in my reporting days in radio, and then going into the Capitol where, boy, it's a community, and breaking into that's not so easy.
No, it isn't. I was one of those, and probably you were, too, the first time you went in that building. You're in awe.
Absolutely.
It's a monument. You hear all about it. After a while, though, you get to know. I was a member of the Capitol Press Corps with Governor Jim Blanchard's administration, and he liked to, we had Capitol Press Corps softball games, and there's several of us, and, his administration would field a team. I think the Senate Republicans would field a team, Senate Democrats, the different aspects of it, and the Capitol Press Corps had a team, and that for a couple of years there under Blanchard, we'd play four or five games. But, you know, you got to know the people that way, and then you can understand when you interviewed them and talked to them to do stories. It's easier. And then, time, I guess. It takes time. You have to pay your dues. And,
certainly.
We've been around.
Absolutely. How do you think it's, Paulette, you said you've been through three administrations in various forms. I mean, you may be editing the audio of that Bakian and Skubik are and producing it for them, but you're still in it. So how do you covering politics changed over the years? Do you think politicians are more open to the media, less open, or what do you think?
It's hard to say because there's so many new people coming in, and it's hard to the earlier administrations, the people were around for a long time, and you kind of had to play the game, and to a certain extent now you do too, to get the answer you want from a question. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The newer people, and it's going to be fun because I think there's, 65 new House members this year.
Good luck with that,
something
Bill.
Something like that.
Good luck with that.
Well, see, that's where it's nice. I'm not a foot reporter. I do a lot of phone stuff and do a lot of the newscasts and things. But you keep up with the issues. I think it's going to be an interesting few years. It was a rough 8 years for Governor Granholm.
Absolutely. I don't want to get away here. We've got two or three minutes left without talking about you and Central Michigan University. You're a graduate there, and you're involved in something that happens every fall that I just think is pretty amazing. You call it the Takeover Weekend, or what is the official title?
Well, it was interesting. It was about, this will be our 12th year coming up this fall. I was asked to be on a broadcast at Alumni Advisory Board to help advise faculty. That was about 10, 12 years ago. And we were listening to the student station when we were up there at homecoming one time, and we just kind of went, we should come back and do our old music, the music we did when we were on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And by golly, it has taken off. We do a, it's called the Takeover. We take over from the students and allow them to come in, sit down. It also gives us a chance to mentor them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do it over homecoming weekend. It's about a 48-hour deal. We do we allow alumni to go in for two-hour shifts and for a certain donation, and we raise money for our alumni chapter. But it was an interesting concept when we got it started. I've been organizing it the last 8 years, and it isn't easy.
It's another full-time job.
It's got the administration involved. The Alumni Association loves us to death. We go out and do tailgate remote. We go out and do all different things, and they get to know who we are as alumni and the department. It helps boost the department and the whole college university atmosphere.
Well, yeah, I, you and I have talked about that, sat down and talk about it, and I think it's an amazing event that seems to get bigger every year. What are the New Year's plans in the Thompson household?
We're hosting a party, I think, tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
Of some friends that you well know. We'll probably about midnight or 12:10, and everybody will say goodbye, bye. We'll watch the ball drop and then go home.
Well, at least you'll be up till the ball drops.
We've been invited, my wife and I have been invited to an inaugural breakfast. I don't know if I'll get up, but we'll see if we can on Saturday morning. So it'll be an interesting thing. I've never done that before.
Well, I will have to hear about that should you get there. I'll find out from you if you did.
I'm sure you will.
Bill, I thank you so much for joining me and kind of catching up a little bit. And we're about to embark on some new adventures with the administration and you with the Michigan Radio Network as news editor will keep us on top of it all.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Sure.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.